Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf. Funny, Bo, what a 149-yard rushing game will do for a running back. LeSean McCoy now the fourth most yards rushing in the National Football League. Entered Sunday night's game with a less than 3 yards per carry average.
And I think he was a little bit offended that the Giants played him six guys in the box. This is the guy who led the league in rushing last season, the All-Pro, the best running back in the league last year. I think he felt a little bit disrespected.
Yeah, he certainly showed just how ready he was to destroy the New York Giants in prime time. He spoke after the game, a very excited LeSean McCoy after the big win over the Giants.
I think tonight really played all together. There was tons of running lanes. It was tons of guys open in the passing game. The defense had so many tackles and sacks for losses. And special teams got another block again. So we're all just playing on the same page and making plays and trying to win games. Chip did a great job today, too, of calling the plays. He got me so many one-on-one opportunities to make plays. And the guys up front just blew him off the ball the whole entire game. Sitting back there deep, looking at as the plays are developing, and just seeing how the guys up front are blocking. As a running back, you know, you feel good. Start getting your groove. And then now you can start picking them apart. Nick threw some dump passes. They made some play actions. They made plays. So as an offense, I felt like we played well today. And it's the guys up front just really totally dominating. They made the right calls and played well. So definitely a lot more running lanes. And also myself, I feel like I made a lot more better decisions, like just going, just hitting it. If it's going to be a hole or it's not going to be a hole, I'm just going to, you know, take the most I can get. You know, and just and there's some plays I feel like I left some yards out there. In open field, that's what I do best. And tonight they kind of got me more than I would like.
So McCoy back on track. The Eagles offense also back on track Sunday night. A nice balanced effort. We take a look at some of the numbers from that 27-0 win. Bo, what jumps out at you from the offensive performance in prime time?
Well, the balance is the key. You know, Nick Foles, despite those two interceptions, spread the ball around plenty. I think seven guys had catches, six of them with at least two receptions. But of course, the big story here is the Eagles' ground game, getting back to what they were so dominant at last season. LeSean McCoy playing behind the same five guys up front for the second consecutive game. The first time he's done that this season, you saw the effect that had. And also some questionable defensive decisions from the Giants not to load the box against Shady, which he's seen this year. But those guys up front, David Moulk was blocking guys downfield. Lane Johnson, his second game back, you could see the difference it made. And Jason Peters really just eliminated Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah, I love the tempo that the Eagles came out and played with. They were faster than I think they've been, certainly this season, but in the 2 years with Chip Kelly, really setting the tone, gashing the Giants inside early. And then, Bo, what I really liked, using the tight ends. Zach Ertz, a touchdown catch. James Casey, a touchdown catch. Combined, eight receptions for the three tight ends. A tremendous performance, spreading it around Nick Foles. A couple of interceptions, so still something to think about there, something to work on, a couple of missed opportunities. But for the most part, the offense doing the job. And then resting in the fourth quarter, giving Trey Burton a chance to clean up. We take a look at some of the numbers for the Eagles offense this season. The key one there, points per game, 30.5, second in the NFL.
You got to give credit to the defense and special teams for that, of course.
And also, third down percentage strong. 40% in the red zone, 2 of 4 on Sunday night. Still a number that I'm keeping my eyes on.
You've been looking at that red zone offense all year
all
long.
All season long. It's so important. And I thought actually early in the game, Eagles dominate the first quarter, and they convert in the red zone the second trip there, the touchdown pass to Ertz. I thought that was huge. The Eagles then go up two scores rather than keeping the Giants hanging around with field goals. Eagles miss on the first red zone opportunity, score in the second one, and that lead held up for the Eagles.
And that was the most important throw that Nick Foles made all night, was that third and goal touchdown to Zach Ertz, a beautifully lofted play for Ertz to go get it over Dominic Rogers-Cromartie.
We talk about the running game. It really clicked for the Eagles in this football game. Our Beneath the Surface feature, Greg Cosell talks about a LeSean McCoy run to the perimeter where he gashed the Giants all night long.
One of the staples of the Eagles' running game a year ago was getting LeSean McCoy on the edge with sweeps and with outside runs. In the third quarter of the Giants game, we finally saw that this year run to perfection. And when Jason Kelce went out, there was a concern that maybe the Eagles wouldn't be able to do that with David Moulk at center. But few might remember that Moulk at the University of Michigan, a smallish center, had very, very good movement. And I want to show you this play with McCoy And the first thing you're going to notice is Foles is going to move McCoy from one side of the formation to the other. So if we can just move the play and you can see that, you'll see that McCoy moves. Then we can stop it here. What you're going to get right here, here's the center Mulk. Here's the right guard Harriman. They're going to get out on the perimeter. They're going to pull. This is something we saw an awful lot of last season. And what you're going to see is Mulk is going to get Beeson. Let's clear the screen and run this. This is really, really well done. Mulk is going to get Beeson. Harriman's is going to get Demps. And then you get an excellent block by Matthews. And you get McCoy being McCoy in the open field. This is the outside run game that we've not seen a lot of. It was the big play that ended the drive in which then Darren Sproles would score a touchdown to finish it off. Another outside run, by the way. So this is a very encouraging sign as the Eagles move forward this season.
Well, it's always fun to watch this Eagles offense going, and great to see LeSean McCoy getting back to the shady of old. But the story of this game, Dave, was that defense. 8 sacks, the first shutout in 18 years. What a performance.
Yeah, great performance. Not just the pass rush, but the way the Eagles forced the issue on Eli Manning, the cornerbacks, tremendous in coverage against a good group of receivers, a complete shutdown against the Giants running game. And when we return to Eagles 360, we shift our attention to that side of the football, the dominating defense of the Philadelphia Eagles.